This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. S is for saltwater taffy. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we'll learn about a beachside favorite, saltwater taffy. Taffy is a sticky, sweet treat that has been in the United States since 1840, when towns or households might host candy pulls, a party where both men and women participate in making molasses taffy from molasses, sugar, butter, and vinegar. Saltwater taffy, also known as saltwater kisses and seaside taffy, and includes salt or salt water in the original taffy recipe, originated in Atlantic City, New Jersey, though it can now be found in beach towns and resorts on the East and West coasts, as well as in Salt Lake City. According to legend, saltwater taffy was accidentally invented in 1883 by candy store owner David Bradley. Unfortunately for Mr. Bradley, a storm caused his shop to flood, ruining his taffy supply with seawater. A little girl entered the shop and asked if he had any taffy for sale, and he responded that all he had was saltwater taffy. The little girl bought the candy and loved it, sharing it with all of her friends. Her mother, overhearing the story, pronounced saltwater taffy a clever name and a delicious treat, and a seaside favorite was born. Bradley's taffy, like all taffy made at that time, was cooked in copper kettles over a coal fire and then cooled on marble slabs. The taffy would hang from large hooks and was literally pulled, stretched, and folded, adding air to the corn syrup and sugar that would help to keep the taffy soft. Joseph Freilinger, a former glassblower and fish merchant, was the first to truly popularize saltwater taffy, and he began selling taffy in 1-pound oyster boxes marketed as Atlantic City souvenirs. Enoch James, Freilinger's competitor, also helped to promote the candy. James refined the recipe, making taffy less sticky and easier to unwrap. He was also one of the first to cut the candy into bite-sized pieces before wrapping it, and he is credited with creating the mechanized pulling process. So go ahead and host your own candy pull some weekend. Or perhaps you'd rather take it easy and buy a tin of your favorite flavor of sticky, salty taffy. For more information, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time for Tea is for Tequila. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.